Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Larry Grover will join us here and talk about the NSA. Larry Grover, who is or was chairman of the conservatives of Kern County. It's been so long since we've talked to Larry, and it'll be interesting to hear what his point of view is and what how things are going with him there. I just wanted to, because you found this general, right?
Yeah, there's a Japanese soldier on Guam by the name of Yokoi. Now, this was the man that you thought was with the other man by the name of Anoda, right?
Are you guys going to talk about this all night?
Not all night. You know what? Your job, Margaret, is to support this, not critique it.
I beg your pardon. My job is to be a media critic. Yeah. Hold on for a minute, bud, before I... You know the Three Stooges thing with the fingers in the eye? Do you know that that's an actual martial arts move? And when I pull my fingers out, there are two eyeballs on the...
Two eyeballs on the end of your fingers?
Forget it.
All right.
I'm going to read my copy here. I know that I want to be ready for Larry Grover because he is so full of crap. His eyes have got to be brown, and I've never met him.
They actually are brown.
See?
That's very good, Margaret. Great.
See?
Great.
Yes, Margaret, great.
All right, so, General...
See?
We see! General, so this guy, the other guy was Yokoi?
Yes, the other man was Soichi Yokoi, and a very interesting story. He was on Guam. He was left behind by the retreating Japanese... And there were quite a few Japanese soldiers that went underground on Guam. In fact, there were dozens of them after the Americans had retaken the island. Now, they lived off of cattle that was raised by the local farmers. They would steal and slaughter these cattle. And then when they were afraid of detection even more, they went further into the jungle and lived on river eel and rat. So I wasn't too far off.
River eel and rat. Oh, God.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
Well, it is, but we weren't too far off about living on bug and toad.
A lot of those animals are poisonous, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are. But the Japanese, as you know, have a great tradition of making do with some real... I don't know how they eat squid. Who knows why the Japanese even stay on that island when all there is to eat is bug and squid?
Well, they have that Kobe beef, and that stuff ain't cheap.
They have, what is it?
The Japanese raise beef, but because they have limited rangeland, they have limited land to graze cattle on. The cattle that the Japanese raise is going to be of a premium, and it's going to be very, very expensive. And that's what Kobe beef is. This is the Japanese beef that is, as people say, is particularly good. I don't think I've ever had it.
Well, I don't think it's any better than a good American sirloin or porterhouse steak. But you're led to believe that it's good because they jack the price on it when they see you coming through the door with their little, I don't want to be prejudiced.
Okay, then we'll just not go there, okay?
No, we won't go there, but when they're squinting at you...
You know something? I'm going to have to just fire everybody.
What do you want to fire me for?
Get a whole new staff.
Are you talking about me, too?
Yeah, I've heard you whip out the, you're black and all that stuff, Margaret.
That was a very emotional... How dare you bring that up?
I'm not going to hear you guys with the whole, the Japanese, they really see us coming, looking at us through those squinty eyes. Come on, will you?
I'm speaking as a veteran of the United States military. I'm not saying anything. I'm not racist. I'm just saying, if you're trying to tell me Kobe beef tastes like I'm licking Lana Turner's thighs, friend, I'm not buying it.
Lana Turner, what's that?
You don't know... You know what? I feel sorry for you, you moron.
All right, so Larry Grover is standing by. Thank you very, very much, Larry, for hanging with us here as we going to talk with Larry, who's actually at Ted's in Beverly Hills this evening. Maybe we'll get Ted in here. Are you having dinner?
I'm having just a little bit of a late-night dinner. We were here having a conservative of Kern County meeting, and Ted was more than accommodating. It's a terrific restaurant. I highly recommend the... And I guess I ought to ask Ted, I don't know where Ted is tonight, but ask him if you've got any of the Kobe beef on the menu. It would be very interesting to find out if there's the Kobe beef on the menu.
Take my advice. Don't ask him, because he'll probably find a way to get offended by that.
Oh, yeah. When you guys were talking about Kobe beef, it sounded very interesting. And, of course, the first thing that came to my mind was Kobe Bryant, so I didn't know what you were talking about. It sounded ghoulish. Until I realized you're talking about the Japanese meat that they made after they lost World War II. That's what I'm trying to put together here, and it doesn't make any sense.
No. It's got nothing to do with World War II.
It has nothing to do. I heard you talking about World War II.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with World War II. It's simply a kind of beef raised on the limited grazing land, the limited ranch land, the limited the grasslands that they have in Japan, where you graze beef, you know.
What a Japanese cowboy look like? Has there been any photographs or anything?
You mean, has there been any photographs?
Is there any documented record of it?
Is there any documentation of a Japanese cowboy? Is that what he said?
Yeah. Do they have any photographic evidence?
Look, I don't know about anybody else.
What kind of a question is that?
Well, hold on, Phil. You know, if they've got cows and they've got beef, then they must have guys that drive the beef to market on the beef drive. They've got to have some kind of a cowboy. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know how high in the saddle it, you know.
We don't have to say it.
No, I mean he or she. Maybe they're female. You know, the Japanese are a very industrious and inventive people. Maybe these are all female. I'll bet you they do things completely different. So if you were to look at the Japanese cowhand.
Well, so can I ask a question, Phil?
Yes.
I want to get a vanilla wafer and I want to get a bowl of cottage cheese, but I want to make sure I'm not. Is this guy going to talk about what Japanese cowboys look like? Is that?
Excuse me, General.
I'll handle it, Larry. Yes. And I'm expecting everybody to stay in studio until we break. And then you can go get your cottage cheese or your vanilla wafers, or in Margaret's case, whatever you need to do, Margaret.
I didn't say anything about having to change a tampon. Is that what you were saying?
No, I didn't. I was trying to not say it, and there you just went and said it.
Yeah, you went and said it. I'm sorry.
I'm learning to use the left. I'm going to use the left jab, bud. You think I'm going to lead with the right. I'll use the left. Like, look at that right there on the wall.
I'm not going to fall for that.
Right hand.
Oh, whoa.
So what happened? Did she clock him?
I don't want... Hold on. I don't want to see that again.
You don't want to see that right hand again.
The Japanese cowhand, I don't know.
I'm just curious what the cowhand would look like. And I know that, Bud, that's probably what you were curious about.
Yeah, well, they're the Japanese.
Yeah. But I'm sure they've got cowboy hats, and I don't know.
Okay, that's great.
Phil, I'm not... You know, I come on your program to try to lend some intelligence and information, not to be looked at, another guy, another freak for the fire, so to speak.
All right, I appreciate that, but I don't think we need to speculate any further on what Japanese cowboys look like. You know, wherever there are cattle and wherever men or women are needed to control the cattle. Do whatever you got to do, corral them and to move them from one place to the next, I guess there's going to be cowboys. And whatever that country's version of a cowboy is, that's what they're going to have.
Well, for instance, the German cowboy wore a pointed hat like the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz? Wizard of Ass?
It's not Wizard of Ass, you know that.
No, I know that, but I didn't know how to pronounce it. It's Oz, right?
Yes. How did you get Wizard of Ass?
I don't know. I thought it was A-Z, and it was pronounced Oz, but it could have been Ass.
Not Wizard of Ass.
All right.
Okay, now that we got that out of the way, the German cowboy wears a pointed hat like the Scarecrow and the Wizard of
Ass, of Oz.
Yes, the German cowboys, the cowhands, have those pointed Scarecrow hats, yes. Now, if you go to... other countries, the cowboys there wear top hats like Abraham Lincoln. That would be in South America and so forth.
Wow.
Weird, huh?
That's pretty weird. Cowboys wearing Abraham Lincoln stovepipe hats.
Yes, that in South America and countries like that.
How come?
I don't know how come. That's what they do.
All right, back with Larry Grover and more of a, we're going to get into the NSA and find out who's being spied on and who isn't and all of that. I'm sure it's just all so very, very scary, and we're right on top of it, if you'll pardon the expression. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. All right, I found a picture of a Japanese cowboy, bud.
Did?
Yeah, and I've got it over here. I'll put it up here on Phil TV and HD. It's the one right here, guys, those of you that are watching Phil TV tonight. These guys here, this picture, now I'm assuming that this is an authentic picture. The rest of these cowboy, I put in Japanese cowboy, which was probably my first mistake.
Well, they've got a guy here in a 10-gallon hat wearing a big, and he's got on those big chaps with a six gun and no pants on. What is that, a gay?
Yeah, that's got, those are a bunch of, that's a Joe. I don't know what that is. Those are like a Japanese cowboys that are based on American model. I'm talking about working cowboys. Okay, actual guys that work the cattle ranches of Japan. And this picture I have here looks pretty authentic.
Those guys, they're wearing no cowboy outfit.
You don't have to wear a cowboy outfit. The whole point of being a cowboy is you're working with the cows, man, right? So who says you got to wear a cowboy outfit?
Well, it stands to reason you've got to have at least the hat. Why wouldn't you have on a cowboy hat and the furry chaps?
What do you mean the furry chaps?
Well, Phil, if they're cowboys...
You don't have to wear furry... That's an American who wears those. Just because Americans wear those, you know...
Yeah, but Americans, we're the first one to have a cowboy.
We ain't the first ones to have cowboys. You nuts or something? We've had cowboys down to the... As long as we've had cattle, we've had cowboys. Okay? The only reason why we think of cowboys that way is because those are what American cowboys look like. Every country has got... It's got cattle, has got cowboys. Or guys that, you know... handle the cows.
You said it might be a woman, too.
Maybe it is women. I don't know. It depends on the country. I just don't know. Have you ever sat down and thought about the cowboy in other countries?
Of course I haven't, Phil, because they don't... I assume they didn't have them.
They didn't have cattle?
Yes, I'm assuming they didn't have cattle.
Where did they get their steaks?
They don't eat steak. Hello? Oh, boy.
Phil, you're way behind the ball on this. Where are they going to get a steak?
I hate to break the news to all of you very learned people, but they eat steak in South America. They're eating steak all over the country. South America, are you kidding me? They got cowboys down there.
Well, they now you have to correct yourself. They have caballeros. They have the caballero. You know, Bud, you're looking at me inquisitively.
Yeah, what is that?
The caballero. And that is the caballero.
Okay, what is that?
It's a cowboy. I don't...
Well, that's the cowhand, you know?
Get Rudy if Mr. Canoza can join us.
Not that guy. He's always going la-la-la-la-la, and he's trying to...
Do what I tell you. Get Rudy on the phone. Talking about whether I'm going to have him on the air or not. I'm getting, you know, just like Sergeant Saunders in combat, huh? I'm getting tired of giving out orders around here and having guys question him. Just do what I say, huh? All right, so...
Very good, Sergeant Saunders. But you realize your first name is Chip.
Yeah, it's great. So, yeah, that to me, that looks like an authentic Japanese cowboy. What we're looking at here, guys, is a picture of a guy. He's got one of those headbands on.
Yeah, that means he's going to commit suicide.
No, it doesn't mean he's going to commit. Why does that mean he commits suicide?
That's what they wear when they're going to commit suicide.
No. Why would he commit suicide, man?
I don't know. It might be they do it out of shame.
If you look at the picture, if he does it out of, maybe he might have herded the cattle the wrong way.
That's you understand, Phil?
No, I don't understand. Look, you know something? They wear headbands in Japan for all kinds of reasons.
Well, it's not exactly a headband.
It's like a sweat rag that they put on before they stab themselves. I don't know, Bud.
Yeah, when I get the Harry Carey was the guy that's the guy that did a Cub Games, but they named it after him.
No, they didn't name it after Harry Carey, okay? Wow.
Woo! You talk about naming after Harry Carey.
Excuse me, but that's what they call it when they stab themselves.
Yeah, they stab themselves, and it is called Harry Carey, but it's not spelled the same way, and it ain't named after the guy from the Cubs. Why would they do that?
Didn't he kill himself?
No, he did not kill himself, you idiot. No, he didn't.
Well, Phil, let's get back to the point. If this man did something with those cows, and he's now put on a suicide You're imbeciles. Excuse me, General.
You called me what?
I'm sorry, but it's idiotic. That is something they wear, I'm sure, for work. I don't think it represents suicide. Why is he going to kill himself? He did something with...
You know, this is the thing that I find disturbing. You got upset with that guy that was talking about abusing animals, but you think the abuse of an animal is perfectly fine.
No, I do not. I'm just telling you right now, I don't believe that that guy with the headband is going to kill himself because he abused one of the cows.
Look at him laughing, General.
Yes, it's very disturbing.
Look at him laugh. See, I'm glad you're here, General. I'm glad I've got a witness to this.
Oh, you know something, Margaret?
No. We're trying to make a very, very serious point about animal abuse. This man has wrapped the suicide rag around his head. He's going to commit the Harry Carey for some abuse of a cow. That's what we're saying. I'm not saying that's it, but that's the logical conclusion.
No, that's not the logical conclusion. I don't give a damn what you say. So we're going to...
Phil.
No, we're moving on now, and on the line here from Ted's of Beverly Hills is Larry Grover. Larry, let's talk about President Obama setting the limits on phone spying.
But I got to weigh in on this because I've been listening to this conversation, if I could, Phil.
All right, but very quickly, please.
All right. First of all, if the man is going to commit suicide, it may not have anything to do with the cows that he's in that... I see the picture that Phil's referring to. He might have done something else. And he's going to kill himself right after he herds these cows and gets done with his chores. Did anybody think of that? No, they didn't. Phil said that he wanted me to have the last word, and I'm going to have the last word. Did you think of that? No, you did not. Did you think of that? You? No. So the idea that...
Larry, I'm all done with the topic, and I don't necessarily agree with you.
Well, you don't have to agree with me. Can't I at least get my point of view out? What's all of a sudden I get short shrift?
Go ahead, God.
Never mind. No, that's okay.
Go ahead, man. You're going to make a big deal out of it.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I'll talk about President Obama. Doesn't matter. I don't need to say anything about it.
All right, fine.
So Obama, is this okay now if I start talking about this?
Larry, I'm not trying to embarrass you.
No, I'm just, is it all right?
I want to hear your opinion about this cowboy so it's the air is cleared between us, okay?
I was just going to say, I forget what I was going to say, but it had to do with the fact that this guy is probably going to go off and kill himself after he's done with his chores. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you very much for that. I disagree, if that's okay with you.
Of course it's all right with me.
I don't agree with you or with the general or with Margaret or anybody here. I think that man is simply wearing that headband, not because he's going to commit suicide, but because that is a form of headwear that they wear, like we do here in America, to keep the sweat out of your eyes. That's what a Japanese cowboy looks like. All right, so keeping a wide net, Obama sets limits on phone spying. Okay, you know something, Grover? I can hang up on you and get somebody else.
Are you done talking, Phil?
Phil, you didn't hang up on him.
Yeah, I did, you know.
That's kind of baby. That's baby. You're in baby land there, man.
Well, maybe I am in baby land, but I'm not going to sit and... I'm trying to explain things. I got a guy snoring. See, everything here, when I start talking, nobody wants to hear about it. When you guys are talking, oh, well, the world's got to stop and hang on every damn word. So we'll just forget it, okay? World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. You know what I can do is get Dean Wheeler on. If he doesn't want to talk about it, I'll get the liberal point of view, you know.
I can provide the liberal point of view. And frankly, it would be better than Dean, because with Dean, we're going to have to listen to the god-awful caterwauling of that screeching and very insecure, screeching banshee that he's married to. What's her name again?
Emerilda.
Oh, God. He's going to be on here, Phil, talking to you from that club, and it's going to be just that woman and that horn player that he hates so much. I just find it to be an extremely very... It's always very uncomfortable, that's all.
All right, well, I'm sorry about that, but we're going to have to press on, all right? Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Phil, what is that?
That's the boredom alert.
Hey, pal, no, the boredom alert, okay? What about when Margaret was just talking?
Well, I just... If that guy fell asleep...
When Margaret was just talking, I...
Phil, it's the boredom alert. You're just...
All right. The Phil Henry Show and Phil Henry Show... Give me that thing.
Well, I made a mistake on that one.
Yeah. Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. So Dean Wheeler's coming next. If Larry wants to come back on here and talk about it, that's fine. We can talk about it all he wants, but he's going to have to now sit with Dean Wheeler. He's going to have to be Dean's bitch.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. He's going to have to sit and listen to Dean say the stuff what he wants to say about this here NSA spy thing. Hi, world famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. And with me here, Larry Grover. We also want to bring on, Rudy Canoza, a businessman from Buenos Aires, Argentina. He has a store that he runs here in Southern California called Jetem Lingerie. We're going to talk to him about the concept of cowboys in South America.
Oh, Phil, get off that kick, will you? We're talking about Obama.
We're talking about what I say we talk about, okay?
Well,
we're talking about what I say we talk. You don't come in here and tell me what we're talking about.
Phil, you're a little bit on edge.
Anybody would be on edge taking the amount of crap that I'm taking from you guys tonight. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and, you know...
Yeah, I know. You're going to do what you got to do to get Union back.
Yeah, just like Jack Nicholhouse in it.
And the guy's name is Nicholson, not Nicholhouse, you clown. Now, I want to bring on the line here Rudy Canoza from Jetem Lingerie in the Valley. Rudy, let's talk very briefly about the South American caballero, as Margaret calls him, the cowboy. Do you know anything about these guys?
Well, yes, Phil, the gaucho. Margaret, the thing is it with your...
Yes, that's it, the gaucho, the caballero.
Well, yeah, the gaucho is a long tradition of... A long tradition of cowboy and cowhand in South America working these rancheros, you know, in both around the Buenos Aires and in the countryside as well. Because we do, one thing that South America has a great amount of is this ranch land you're referring to, Phil. A great amount of ranch land for the grazing of the beef and the cows and so on. And the grand tradition of this, to see the caballero, as he rides the range proudly, as any gaucho would be proud to ride the range and to wave the hat in the air and to accomplish yet another day of work, to say, I'm free, I am a man. I am a man and I'm free. To say, hee-hee-hee, yoo-hoo-hoo, and ride off into the sunset, you know.
That about a gaucho going to do?
That is exactly right, my friend. The gaucho... is Mr. Henry there, though?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, I didn't know if his Bud's not conducting this, is he?
Well, no, Bud isn't, I'm sorry, Phil.
No, Bud is not.
Okay, because it sounded like if it's just me and Bud, it would be embarrassing to me and my prospects, of course, for to have a woman to be close to me, because she would think that Bud is the kind of guy I can't, that's what I rate when it comes to male friends.
Yeah, but are you talking about a gaucho?
Yes, I'm talking about a gaucho, Bud. So, to be a proud Argentinian man, to be a proud Argentinian man, to know that you are a man who appreciates and holds on high on the pedestal the woman, so that when you see a woman, you will say, ah, la, 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 la. See, you almost gag if it is a...
Yeah, no, I understand that, but this the pride of being the gaucho.
Yes, and then there's also the pride of being the gaucho. And that is when you get high in the saddle and you see the sun is rising on a new day. The beauty of the mountains and the buttes and the beauty of the cactus land and the graze land and the rivers and the mountains. And the sun rises above all in a golden orb as it rises above God's land. And as the proud gaucho, the Argentinian gaucho, in his grand tradition will wave his hat in the air, take off the sash that he binds his midsection with, the multicolored sash, and the hat comes flying off. And then he pulls his shirt off. I know it sounds like he's doing some kind of a strip. He's not doing that, but the shirt comes off, the sash comes off, The hat comes off. You're wearing shorts.
Are you wearing already?
No, no. Your pants come off, but they're shorts underneath. And then you say, and you ride off.
Wow, that's... that is a manly thing?
Yes, very manly. Very manly. Don't misunderstand, General. In my country, that is a very manly. Then you ride off to take care of the cow, you know.
But you see, Rudy, I'm sorry, darling. You see that if you take off your pants and then you ride off to take care of the cow, as you said.
No. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid, you know.
I'm not stupid, thank you very much.
Well, don't.
Now, come on, Rudy, hold on for just a minute.
No, she is trying to make this into something it is not. I'm talking about a very proud tradition of the gaucho.
I understand that, and no one's trying to offend you. Margaret, I think that you probably could present your point a little bit differently.
All right, I'm sorry, Rudy. What I was going to say was, when you say that you whip off the pants but you're wearing shorts, what can you tell me what the meaning of this ritual is?
The meaning of the ritual is very easy. That man, the gaucho, the proud Argentinian gaucho, is one with the landscape. He's one with the environment. He's one with the cow, not one with the cow, as if in your mind, I don't know what you think, I'm not going to attribute anything to you, but you think of, I'm one with the cow because I want to have a sex act with it. That is simply a perverted and almost silly thought. I cannot even think that anyone would take that seriously.
No, I don't think anybody's saying that. It's a funny thing. So you're taking the hat off?
Yes, you take off your hat, you take the multicolored sash, which is tied about the midsection of the gaucho, and with the removal of the sash, the shirt and the pants, revealing only the shorts, and you're wearing tennis shoes, you don't wear boots, because the tennis shoes allow you to leap from the horse. And, okay, so now I can't see anyone, but are you rolling your eyeballs now at this one? Or,
well, I've got a question. No one's rolling their eyeball, Rudy.
Rolling their one eyeball that you...
Eyeballs.
Okay.
Yes, eyeballs. No one's rolling there. You said that you are wearing sneakers?
No, I did not say sneakers. I said tennis shoes. See, the Argentinian cowboy must free himself, and once you leap from the horse, you must have the leg strength, and you must have the agility and the swiftness and speed of a gazelle, as if you're chasing, running wild with a coyote, you see. And we must run wild with a coyote, because we must protect the herd from the coyote. There's nothing worse for the cow than the coyote. And it's much the same way when a man is married. You don't want a coyote coming around your cow. I would never marry a cow. You do not want to marry the cow because the cow can make you look foolish. But by the same token, if you marry the cow, you have to make sure that you protect the cow from the coyote. You understand, Phil?
Yeah, I understand, Rudy. I appreciate that very much. It's very, very important. You know...
I don't like the whole cow...
No. You understand, Margaret.
She didn't mean... No, that's fine. So, okay, that's... Rudy, thank you for explaining that. So,
Yeah, so we leap from the horse, and we go... And,
Let me ask you, if you saw a beautiful woman in the middle of your cow... the cow ranching, or what you... the cowboying, how would you express that?
If I saw a beautiful woman while I was working as a gaucho?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be... It would be very tricky, but I'd see the beautiful woman, I'd go, la, 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 yee-hoo-hoo-hoo! You see? So I'm racing to be a part of the sunset, and I'm racing to be a part of the sunrise. And my pants have flown off, and the multicolored sash has flown off in much the way that the gaucho would wear him. And my hat has come off, and I waved my hat before I throw it in the dirt. Because these hats are very expensive, but one of the most important things, if you were to be an Argentinian gaucho, is to understand that you buy a very expensive hat, a hat that could quite possibly mean losing your home. You understand, Phil?
Yeah, no, I don't understand. I got to buy a hat so expensive I could lose my home.
Yes, that is demanded of every Argentinian gaucho. And once you buy the hat, and once you are now... dancing and galloping out into the sun, then you take the hat off and you go, la, 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 and you throw it into a ravine and hoping, praying that it winds up on a cactus. So,
in other words, buy a really expensive hat that could break your family finances and then throw it and destroy it in the throwing of it so you can never
wear it again?
Well, you could wear it again, but people would say, look at the clown. Look at the clown in his clown hat. It's no longer the proud out of a gaucho. So, no. You must never wear it again. Otherwise, people will say you look like a clown.
Okay, Rudy, thanks a lot. That was great.
That was great. What am I auditioning? I'm not auditioning. I'm telling you the tradition of the gaucho. So I said, la, 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 and then...
All right, Rudy Canoza, folks. That was fantastic.
No, it wasn't. It was. That's the weirdest thing.
Well, I understand. You know, there's a lot of traditions that we don't understand as Americans, and why do we have to put down everyone?
I'm not putting them down, but I mean, I wanted to know about... You know what? I guess that does answer my question. I wanted to know about the kinds of gauchos and cowboys they have.
See, I think the entire premise is a little weird. What do you care? I think it's very... I'm not saying anything, Phil, but I think it's very weird and very bad for your image to be... what does a Japanese cowboy look like? You know what I'm saying? You're almost like a real honey. You know what they say of good-looking guys in the gay community? Not that you'd be one of them, but...
Thank you very much.
Well, what do you care, Phil?
Yeah, what, you want to be all good-looking?
No, I guess I don't mind being good-looking if I could be.
Well, it's almost as if you're acting like you're a honey, you know?
No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Oh, God, the face you just gave, your face scrunches up into the most hideous mask.
All right. Thank you, Rudy, for that. We'll get back to our good friend Dean Wheeler here as we talk about the NSA. If we ever do actually talk about the NSA, I'll be shocked beyond words if it is something that we actually get to tonight. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. On our website is the Backstage Pass membership form, if you will, or membership information. You can get one of two levels of Backstage Pass. You can get the audio only, or you can get the all-access Backstage Pass. Two different prices, so two ways to listen and enjoy the show. We're also every night providing a free feed of our show live. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and welcome back here. All right, can I get Dean Wheeler here? We'll talk about, and if Larry wants to come back on, that's great. I don't mind Larry being on, but I am not going to sit and listen to, you know, him getting his feelings hurt about whatever that, you know, I don't know what his problem was, okay?
Well, Phil, I think because you don't remember what the problem was, maybe we can just move past it.
We got so many problems around here that I forget what the problem was. Oh, one thing I do want to remind people, and this is very important. Larry, thanks for rejoining us here.
I'm not trying to cause a problem, Phil. I'm just simply saying, you know, the Japanese guy that was hiding out in the jungle, I agree with what the general said and with what everyone said. Any of these Japanese guys are hiding out in the jungle, they should have gone directly from the jungle on the first nonstop plane. I don't know how you do it, and Don Berman was said it much better than me. I'd go up to Japan, and I'd find the emperor, and I'd urinate all over him. And I think that's the only way you satisfy the honor of a Japanese soldier.
All right. Well, that's very nice, Larry. Thank you for your opinion, but I think you're disgracing... Not disgracing.
Why do you have to use such strong terminology?
You're not disgracing. That's not a very nice thing to say. Those guys gave their lives for the emperor, okay?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. They gave their lives for the emperor while he's kicking it with state-of-the-art geishas. And his commanding general is kicking it with a brand new Deep Purple and Live in Tokyo tape. Do you realize that when these guys were rotting and stinking it out in the jungle, eating venomous snake and eel, that his commanding officer is seeing Deep Purple at the Butsudan? Are you ready for that?
What, are you going to cry about it?
Well, I feel bad about it.
Yeah, that's what the guy did. The commanding officer went directly to the Tokyo, Butsudan. What the hell is that?
I mean, what's the thing that they went to?
I think you're talking about... I saw Cheap Trick at the Tokyo Budokan.
You saw Cheap Trick?
Yes, I saw Cheap... Oh, look at you. So you're the... What's so weird about that?
I didn't know that you like that kind of music.
I don't. I despise it. I absolutely despise it. But my daughter apparently had started dating that Tom Peterson who was in the Cheap Trick, so I had to see it to believe it. I couldn't believe my daughter would have an interest in a guy that looked like Art Carney on LSD.
And you talk about Rick Nielsen?
What's the guy with the baseball cap?
That was Rick Nielsen.
All right, that's the guy that my daughter wanted to move in with.
Oh, man, I you know what, General? I take it, I don't even want to have your life.
Well, and I don't want you to have my life. I'm running my life very fine. Thank you very much.
Well, all I'm saying is, while the guys are stinking it out of the jungle, the former commanding officer goes and sees Deep Purple live in Tokyo. And
how do you know the former how do you know any of that's true?
It stands to reason. Hi, I'm in Japan, and the war's been over 30 years. Oh, let's get some rock and roll, and let's buy some licorice, and let's go on a roller coaster, and to hell with the emperor, and all that. And, you mean one of my guys is still in the jungle doing all kinds of Shinto Buddhist exercises and working with his sword? Oh, well. You know, I mean, to me...
Well, he didn't do that. He went down there and got the guy out. Okay, so let's on to the more important things, which is the Japanese... Not the Japanese, the NSA... And the fact that it's been in the jungle, not the
NSA's not in the jungle.
I know that. The NSA and Obama setting limits on how many Japs.
Phil, you get a grip, will you?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, folks. It's Obama and the wide net on catching
Lance Corporals.
Yes, Japanese Lance. It's the wide net on the NSA stuff. Now, Larry Grover is with us, and also joining us here on our newsmaker line is, by the way, thank you, our very, very fine maintenance department, engineering department, for fixing the newsmaker line, which we were not able to use last night, but we did have some very interesting in-studio guests. We do have Dean Wheeler at Emmy's, which is a jazz club in the East Bay, and on the line is Larry Grover. Dean, how are you?
I feel real good. It's great to be with you.
Larry Grover is with us. And he'll be commenting.
Hey, Dean, how you been?
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hey, how you been?
I'm fine. We're over here at Emmy's tonight. Emerelda's going to sing.
Yeah, I heard.
Have you heard her sing?
Yes, I have. And
what do you think of her singing? Be honest with me.
I think it's just wonderful. I think she's really great.
You hear that, honey?
Oh, she's already on the stage now, so I'll tell her later. Yeah, please do.
Okay, so the NSA and President Obama responding by maintaining this wide net, but setting limits on phone spying, Larry Grover.
Well, Phil, I don't think there's any doubt at all that President Obama is running scared. He's sweating bullets. The American people have weighed in on this, and they have been very clear. They want to be protected from terrorism, and they want to make sure that we're able to, you know, hear the chatter so that if someone is planning on, you know, God forbid, flying an airplane into a building again, but they also don't want us to be listening to, I say us, they also don't want the government to be listening to telephones. You see what I'm saying? So I agree with the American people. This needs to be very strictly monitored. But we also want to do it.
To me, you sound as confused as the American people probably are, even though the American people probably think they're very, very clear on this thinking.
I'm not confused at all. What are you talking about? I'm confused. I'm not confused.
All right, so you're saying what? You're saying...
I'm trying to say it. I'm saying that we need to monitor whatever the terrorists are doing. I'd appreciate if it's not on my phone. I'm not a terrorist. Okay?
I understand. But how does the government know that?
How does the government know? They know that by... Well, they'd have to listen to my phone. But if they listen to just a little bit of my phone and not listen to a whole bunch, they'll know I'm not a terrorist.
I don't understand that.
Phil, what Larry is trying to say...
Hold on, I'll say it, Margaret. I mean, Margaret, I love you and respect you, but you're a liberal, and I can't take that chance.
All right, that's fine.
I'm saying that...
Phil, can I jump? Phil, this is Dean Wheeler.
Oh, hold on, Dean, I'm not done yet.
All right.
I'm saying that I don't... Obama is overstepping his bounds with the NSA and the phone record thing, and...
Well, what about Bush?
Well, don't bring Bush. Yes, Bush did it, but don't bring Bush up. He did it, but we don't want you to bring up, please don't bring up Bush, because he's not president, even though he did do it. But he's not president, even though he did it.
Can I say something?
Excuse me, I'm not done yet.
Well, you're going, even though he done do did it, I'm thinking that you're needing a rest, that maybe your mouth needs a rest.
Man, the only one whose mouth, well...
Were you going to say that my mouth needs a rest?
From talking. I didn't say there was anything in it. All right?
Well, by saying that, I demand you hang up on him.
Look, Larry.
I didn't say that your mouth needed a rest from something that was in it. I said...
All right.
Thank you very much, Phil.
I that was probably wrong of me to do that, but I did it because you are the one with the mind here, Margaret.
Did you hear what he just said? I didn't say that I said that your mouth needs a rest by something being in it. Well, that's just as vulgar and offensive.
Well, what does he mean by that? I'm kidding. I know what he meant.
Oh, it's just a big joke tonight, isn't it?
Oh, Margaret, are we going to start the ball now?
Yeah. Hey, Margaret, don't cry. He's an idiot.
All right, let's get Dean Wheeler back here. He's at the Emmys in the East Bay. And I think his wife is on stage, Emerald. Dean, thank you. Larry just ran afoul of Margaret.
Yeah, I heard that.
All right, your take on President Obama.
Well, I think what you just heard there from the... She's whispering again.
Dean, please pay attention to...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think what you heard there with Larry Grover was a guy that is trying to explain why he likes and why he doesn't like President Obama's efforts at the at interdicting or discovering or intercepting potentially dangerous messages using phone records. I think this is the problem that all of those people that hate Obama have. They recognize that he's doing sensitive.